officials reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work,
so nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peak Team.
At Peak Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peak Team at Peak Realty. Just Google Peak Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peak Team at Peak Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
VRE number 021-99910.
Stay comfortable and protected on the job with new boots from Tack and Shoes. Come in today. You'll find the area's biggest and best selection of high-quality footwear from brands like Wolverine, Redback, Danner, Timberland, Ariat, Keen, and so much more. Let Tack and's professionally trained staff help you find the perfect pair of boots for the kind of work you do. Tack and Shoes at the corner of 8th and Spring in Paso, 668 Marsh in San Luis, and online at 805boots.com. Tack and's, proudly serving the Central Coast since 1937.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Breaking news out of college basketball. North Carolina has found their next men's basketball coach, and it's longtime NBA coach Michael Malone. Malone is the winningest coach in Denver history and led the Nuggets to their only NBA championship in 2023. The men's NCAA National Basketball Championship is tonight between 2-seed UConn and 1-seed Michigan, and it all tips off from Indianapolis at 8:50 p.m. Eastern Time. In the NFL, Giants All-Pro defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence has requested a trade. He will not be participating in the team's offseason workout program that begins on Tuesday. Lawrence has 2 years remaining on his deal and is scheduled to make $20 million this upcoming season. According to the NFL Network, Georgia Tech quarterback Haynes King has visits with the Panthers and the Falcons this week. And in the WNBA, the Chicago Sky have traded two-time All-Star Angel Reese to the Atlanta Dream.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
The Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, California Farm Bureau recognized efforts in the state legislature to honor farm workers' vital role in California agriculture through the designation of Farm Workers Day. Assembly Bill 2156 renames March 31st as Farm Workers Day, formerly Cesar Chavez Day, to acknowledge the commitment and contributions farm workers make to sustain the state's agricultural production. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas says farm workers are at the heart of every harvest and their contributions deserve recognition. The EPA released the long-awaited final renewable fuel standards volume obligations for 2026 and 27, and U.S. ag groups responded positively. Renewable Fuels Association's Jeff Cooper says the final rule locks in the highest ever renewable fuel volume obligations and provides clarity for farmers, ethanol producers, oil refiners, and fuel distributors. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says these increased targets for biodiesel and renewable diesel send a strong signal to the marketplace. Well, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced new actions aimed at boosting the supply of American-born, raised, and harvested beef by signing a memorandum of understanding that strengthens coordination, cuts red tape, and delivers tangible support for America's farmers and ranchers. The agreement ensures more efficient, transparent, and responsive grazing management on federal lands. Rollins says this sends a clear message. The Trump administration is putting America's farmers and ranchers first.
Triple T Land and Livestock's annual production sale is Wednesday, April 8th at Buffalo Livestock Marketing, Buffalo, Wyoming. Lunch at noon, sale time 1 o'clock. Don't miss these 55 yearling bulls, bred to bring profitability to every aspect of the industry with the most elite sires and standout genetics. Check out the bulls and 30 replacement heifers offered this year at bar-t3livestock.com or come see them in person at the ranch in Newcastle, Wyoming. Triple T Land and Livestock. Bulls bred to keep you in the black.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are wavering and are slightly higher in afternoon trading, while oil prices continue to climb as investors assess prospects of an end to the Middle East conflict. Tech and financial stocks are driving today's gains. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mixed, with Apple and Amazon gaining. Chip stocks are also lifting the tech sector. Shares of Micron Technology are spiking nearly 4% following an upgrade from a key bank analyst due to strong demand for memory chips. And Wells Fargo Investment Institute is no longer banking on the Fed to cut interest rates this year due to uncertainty around inflation and heightened geopolitical risks tied to the Middle East war. The Institute, which is a subsidiary of lender Wells Fargo, had previously forecast 2 rate cuts from the central bank this year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Sometimes the best way to get your idea across is to put it in a poem. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
The other day, a listener in Idaho Falls, Mr. Willis Nelson, a school superintendent, sent me his poem, The Superintendent's Dilemma. Here it is. Sometimes I sit and ponder long about my work and life and wonder why in school nowadays there's so much stress and strife. And then I realize the job is not like yesterday's. I'm simply flunky now for guys with the innovation craze. There's federal projects, grants and gifts, and piecemeal funding too. Leaves no time to teach the kids the things that I should do. I try to walk the tightrope betwixt the courts of law and not get tangled up with rights of junior, pa, and ma. Some will tell you this'll work, and others say it won't. The truth is, you'll get heck if you do, and twice heck if you don't. Operations in the schools must pass the acid test of OSHA, HU, and CLU, and all the pesky rest. There's civil rights and human rights and women's rights galore. I wonder what uncertainties the future holds in store. Boys and girls dress alike. You can't tell one from t'other. If you should need to know the sex, you'd have to ask its mother. In clothes and jobs and hair and such, you can't discriminate. It makes you wonder how a boy knows just which one to date. The high court judges see no diff between a her and him. Methinks their years are catching up. Their sight has grown too dim. Give me the good old-fashioned days when gals were gals, not men. For all that femininity, I've kind of get a yen. The liberals say don't frustrate the child with disciplined control. Just let him loose to do his thing and play his chosen role. But he'll waste time and life and limb and ruin others' lot and think he's having lots of fun on drugs and grass and pot. His right to freedom, speech, and work he'll take or leave at will, and little care for public folks who have to pay the bill. The federal help I get from Uncle, I just can't stand much more. With tax, red tape, and interest rates, I'm getting too dang poor. If you should try the federal way of deficits and debt, you'd find an IRS man looking down your neck. I'm somewhat like the school soup who tried without success to stem the tide of Fed control and all that meddling mess. They told him how to cook the lunch and how to run the school and threatened to withhold his funds if he should break the rule. He finally threw his hands up and said, I'm sick and tired of all this ruckus, do's and don'ts. I'll quit before I'm fired. And so he got a subsidized house with little rent to pay and lived on welfare's easy street, the socialistic way. The moral of this story is, if you can't buck the tide, crawl on the craft of easy life and take a leisure ride. When the public folks have had enough of all this liberal rot, they'll start to call a spade, and things will really pop. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Long for the good old County Board of Supervisors days, when districts weren't gerrymandered to promote a socialist agenda, when supervisors who lived over the water basin actually voted on the water issues, when our public safety in the county took priority over overpriced consultants and mental health for the homeless. Come to Slo County Tea Party meeting Monday, 6 p.m. April 6th, and meet our future District 4 Supervisor, Adam Verdin. Adam will help right the ship and bring sanity back to Slo County. Come early to meet and support Adam.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. My name's Kevin Will, in studio with our special guest this afternoon, Josh Garcia, head of school at Brookside Christian Academy. Now, some may say, Brookside Christian Academy, where is that and how long has it been around? Well, I guess we can say in a technical sense, it's been around 50 years, and they're going to have a big gala. But before we get into that, Josh, welcome. Thank you for coming. And tell us about how, well, the change from North County Christian School to Brookside, the Christian Academy. And then also, how did you end up as head of school there?
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me, Kevin. So Brookside, this is a new endeavor this year. What happened was North County Christian had a strong legacy of raising up kids who were ready for the world, you know, to be lights in the world. And as the board and different parents got together, they started researching classical education, and they wanted to see what can we do to prepare our kids better? How can we become a better educational institution? How can we become more authentic spiritually? And as they did that research, they landed on classical education. And the more they delved in, they realized that you have to kind of do everything differently. You have to kind of not reinvent the wheel, but you have to swap things out. And so they created a new name, a new logo, new school, in order to really do classical education well.
So was this something that people were thinking about for a couple of years, or was there any correlation with ramifications from COVID? Was there any tie-in at all?
Question. Yeah. So no, COVID, I think what COVID exposed for a lot of people was the impact of the home and of institutions and of the community. And so that really did lead us to the research that resulted in Brookside. Really what you see in schools today, because I come from, you know, the public school system, 15 years, you see that school is more than just an educational institution, it's a culture. So it shapes not just the mind, but also shapes the heart. And if you don't do it intentionally, the heart can be misguided, right? You can learn to love the wrong things. So as they started looking into this, they realized, like, we want to have an institution that intentionally shapes the heart and the mind together. And so to do that, you have to create a culture that is thoughtful, purposeful, and really focused on Christ, you know, because we're a Christian school. And so if you, there's this old adage that's what you revere, whatever you revere, you resemble. And for us, if we're revering the wrong things, we start resembling the wrong things, and we look up to the wrong things. So what we were thinking was, what if we taught kids to revere, you know, to revere God and to learn the right proper way, and then we begin to resemble that in our habits and in our actions and in the world.
I would think is an extreme challenge because of just our society as a whole. Mm-hmm. You know, what is the things that we should honor and respect and so forth? Because, yeah. You know, now it just seems like, well, in many instances that we're looking at the wrong things to, you know, hold high.
Yes. Yeah, no, and that's what led me to Brookside. One of your original questions was what brought me here. So I was a public educator. I was a teacher in North County, San Diego, and I ended up becoming an administrator because I was hoping to, you know, just kind of felt inspired to impact communities. And I started realizing this idea that, you know, you whatever you look up to is what you resemble. And I would see kids looking up to, you know, to different people, influencers, and it was hard to bring about change because we were all in different worlds. It was diverse, which was great in some senses, but in other senses, it's like we can't agree on what is true, can't agree on what is good, what is right. And as I started looking into classical, there were three things that drove classical education. That is a focus on what is true, what is good, and what is beautiful. And I was like, if we can have a common language for what is true or what is good or what is beautiful, I mean, how much can you make an impact on a family, on a community?
Was any of that attracted you to when there was an opening here and so forth? I don't know if they recruit or you put an application or anything like that, but is any of that, the philosophies, stem from your upbringing?
Definitely. I think for me, I mean, my personal story is I was really impacted by my school and my church because I grew up without a dad. So I have my own story of just what did I need at that time in my life. And as I was an administrator and as a teacher, I noticed that kids were so impressionable. You know, when they didn't have the proper systems in the home, they didn't have a mom or a dad, or they were just busy working, then the kid was influenced more by the school and by their friends than anything else in the world. And so, like, the idea of Brookside is that we help those families, help churches, we come alongside them to create the kind of culture and school that kids can thrive in, that they can grow in.
You know what's amazing about the, you know, from the original North County Christian School back in 1976, it was a group of families or community members in Atascadero that started this for maybe the same reasons. I don't know. I don't know if you do, but for something like that, basically a community project to last 50 years is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And again, if you go back 50 years, let's face it, Atascadero in North County wasn't that big.
Yeah, it's a completely different world. And so that legacy you're talking about, the 50-year legacy, it still exists. You see a lot of the same, you see a lot of alumni who have their kids going there now. So yeah, becoming Brookside is definitely not us cutting ties with that legacy. It's building off of it, you know, but it did, kind of going back to what I was saying before, the amount of change that was needed did require just a complete revamp, but with a lot of the same roots.
So where did the name Brookside come from? People may know this.
It's a good question. So in Psalm 1 in the Bible, it talks about trees being planted by streams of water. And it's this beautiful metaphor of a person who is rooted in the truth, right? What is true, good, beautiful. And we call that Jesus, you know? Those are people that can last through hard times, good times, bad weather, good weather. That tree is by the streams, and the streams will continue to water it in season and out.
Okay, we'll tie things in here and bounce off the wall a little bit. But you have, it's the first ever. Mm-hmm. It's coming up on May 8th, and it'll take place in Atascadero at the Lake Park. And that is your big gala, the, fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the gala, a lot of it, so I'd say definitely. I mean, the idea is that we raise funds so we can give financial aid to families, so we can pay our teachers well. But I mean, the main goal of the gala is to tell our story. This year has been historic for us because it was an idea, right? That the idea of a classical school named Brookside with all these big picture kind of dreams has become a reality this year. So seeing the impact on families has gone from being idealistic to, oh, this is a realistic thing, this is possible to shape the hearts and minds of kids. So really the gala, the whole goal is to tell our story.
Well, there's be a lot for people to do, and that's the live music, the entertainment, and mm-hmm. of course the they're always fun, the both the silent and live auctions. Those are a hoot, and again, it's going to be at a beautiful location. Mm-hmm. And how can people not only get tickets, but also, I guess we can use the word that we see here is if they can't make it, but they can maybe help out in one way or the other.
Oh yeah, so I mean, our website has all the information. So if you go to brooksideacademy.com, it's one of the first pop-ups. There's a link that pops up, and you can donate. You can become a sponsor. You can buy a ticket. We love sponsors. We love donations. Obviously, that helps us. But we want the community to come. We want you to come see the story of Brookside and kind of celebrate with us.
So you were from the San Diego, North San Diego area, and you came up to, you were working in San Luis Obispo High?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so I was in San Diego I grew up in San Diego. My wife is from the Central Coast. An opportunity came up at San Luis Obispo High School to be an assistant principal. And so I was there, and I had a great team, great staff. The families were incredible. But something that for me felt like I was missing was when I was working with families, I felt like there was a barrier between me and the families. Like, it was hard to work together to really achieve the outcomes we wanted for their kids. And I was dreaming of an opportunity to help families in a deeper way. And so when Brookside came up, I was reached out to by the board. And when I heard this just this vision for teaching kids about what is true, good, and beautiful, and helping families to shepherd their kids and giving the parents the primary job of educating and shepherding their kids. To me, I was like, that is a dream. That's everything that I've wanted. That's really how we impact kids.
How closely is a school such as Brookside with rules and regulations, state rules or laws, whatever you want to call them, associated with the either the county department or the state department of education?
So we're a lot more free there because we're a private institution. The fact that we can be a Christian school and we can hire Christian staff is huge. There are some very minor regulations that we're given, but that's just because we're a registered private school. But for the most part, we're pretty independent.
Where it was, you know, when you mentioned that you had a dream or a goal, was any of this, were you starting to feel maybe some frustration within the public school system of what you know, eventually, or what you wanted to do?
So I think that, yes, I was feeling frustration, but I don't know if I was feeling frustration towards the system itself. What I realized was it just wasn't the proper, it wasn't the proper system to do what I was hoping to do with those families. So the way that a school is typically looked at by a family, it's an institution that does the educating for my kid. I drop them off and I try to partner with them as much as I can. But what I was realizing that the kids needed who I was helping is they really needed their families more than even their families realized. They really needed more buy-in not just their parents, from community, from churches. And so it was hard to come alongside families in the way that I wanted to. Whereas when I came over to Brookside, the very first thing I was able to do was talk openly with parents about their kids' struggles. And I was able to use scripture and we would pray together for that kid. And that just felt incredible, you know, and to be invited over to people's homes, families who didn't see us as an institution, but as a community. It feels very different. It's almost hard to describe, but the way that the school now comes alongside parents is truly a partnership, not in name only, but we're kind of like living life together. And the goal is that their kids are thriving, you know, spiritually, academically, socially.
Well, obviously that you have the structure, which kids need. Mm-hmm. They need structure, but also you have families that are willing to commit and maybe not the best term, but stay on top of their kid and commit to the excellence and realize that this is for the, you know, the long haul, for a better future and better life for the kids, especially.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I think that is everything. The commitment from the parents is quite different. You know, they're I can get a hold of parents really easily. I remember many times being in my office and I'm like, I wish I could come alongside this family, but I couldn't. You know, I couldn't either get a hold of somebody, I couldn't reach them. And here I see them every day. I'm at the gate, I'm shaking kids' hands as they come into school, and I see the parents, we're having conversations in the parking lot. It feels very different.
What grades does Brookside start?
So it's preschool all the way up through 12th grade. Mm-hmm. So we have the full range.
So and there are, from I think what I saw, that is there a, I don't know if choice is the right word, either a 4 or 5 day?
Yeah. The choice is the right word. So, yeah, we have 4 core days at school, and that is where they get all of their primary instruction. But the 5th day is like an enrichment day. So this last cycle, we had jujitsu, we had graphic novel design, they have photography, intro to sports. It's more of like an elective-type enrichment day, and we call it the fun day. It's like a spirit day.
Okay. Do more people opt for that?
It's a mix. I mean, the 4-day is required, right? That's, everybody's got to be in the 4-day. 5th day is an option for families. Mm-hmm. So we have probably 3/4 of our families signed up for Fridays.
Okay. Yeah. All right, folks, you hear the music. We're talking with Josh Garcia, head of school at Brookside Christian Academy in Atascadero. We'll be right back.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will with Josh Garcia, head of school at Brookside Christian Academy. They're having their big event coming up Friday, May 8th at the beautiful Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Starts at 5 o'clock. You get all the food. Well, you, of course, you have the food and the fellowships, silent and live auction, and of course, some live music. And you can go to the website. And again, like many times when I mention we have guests on here, their websites are extremely easy to navigate, and for those of us who are a little challenged, it makes it enjoyable. Right, Josh, one of the things that's, when you talk about the education side, and I noticed on your site, you deal with different subjects, and it's, that's school in general, but it has to do under the philosophy of history, the philosophy of humanities. Please explain that.
Totally, yeah. So, I mean, we are a Christian classical school, and it is different from what most of us grew up in public education or even in homeschool education. So for us, the philosophy starts with the human brain. How does the mind work? There are three stages. There's the grammar, there's the logic, and then there's the rhetoric. And the idea is that the mind is ready for basic facts early on, right? And then you move into more abstract thinking, and then eventually you produce your own arguments. You take all that you've learned and you actually implement it. You create something new. It's we synthesize the information. So for us, the philosophy of education is that we are getting our students to the point where they can create, they can critically think, they can produce things. And that follows in under every single category of our education system.
Do you know if there was ever a time in the United States public school system that the teaching was similar to the basic philosophies? Because I know, you know, with some languages and so forth, going back, X amount of years, that when you talk to some people, you know, some old timers, that it seems like some of this, they were taught in public school years ago. Now, maybe it was geographical. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at our modern education system, it's actually fairly new. So for the last 100, 200 years, it was influenced by the Industrial Revolution. We wanted to create some kind of like an assembly line type education. Get as many kids in there, get them educated, put them out so they can work in manufacturing jobs. They can work in the assembly line. Unfortunately, our economy's changed, but our system hasn't changed quite as quickly. Now we put a higher emphasis on critical thinking, be able to communicate, collaborate. We're not training people to necessarily sit at a seat and manufacture parts really quickly and just do a simple task. So before the Industrial Revolution, I mean, that, yeah, teaching education was about the great books. It's about training your mind to think and to be put into any situation and to act wisely and eloquently.
That's one of the ones when you just mentioned it that I was thinking of is the great books. Mm-hmm. Is when you ask some people, and I don't know what the cutoff would be. Hey, did you read this book? Did you read that book? No, I never heard of it. And they're like, well, wait a minute. That was, you know, considered classic.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And why? Now, another thing, too, is I find this fascinating, is that Latin. Mm-hmm. What is the reason for the Latin?
Latin is actually great. I get this question all the time. I mean, it teaches you morphology. And we kind of undervalue morphology these days. I mean, Latin gives you the roots of words. And for strong readers, they can look at a word they've never seen, and based on certain roots that are in the word, they can figure out what it means. You know, just if I see this circle is in the word with the word with the root "sir," I can figure out, okay, this has something to do with a circle. Latin takes that to a whole nother level. The kids are learning so much Latin that they're able to look at English words and to decipher some of them.
Does it make it easier for them?
It makes them way easier for them. I was driving a group of middle schoolers up to a camp recently, and they were having a debate on proper grammar in Latin, because I said something in Latin, and then they started debating about the proper syntax, and I was like, this is incredible. They're like beyond me at this point, and it's making them think through the order of language.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That's and then also you have, you know, one of the things that, again, many people may remember, I think the kids are required to wear uniforms, and
yep.
The philosophy behind that is?
Yeah, uniforms are great. Anybody who's worked in the public school system will say, I wish we had uniforms. So uniforms, they do a number of things. They teach kids how to get ready for learning. So it's not a casual affair. You're showing up and you're trying to bring your best. There's a lot of grace. We all make mistakes. We don't always come with our best attitudes. But to get a kid to dress properly in the morning and to go to school, it feels different than I'm going to wear my pajamas to school, my plaid pajamas, and I went from eating oatmeal, drinking coffee, to I'm sitting and learning math. No, we're trying to prepare them to be excellent, you know, in whatever they do. So the uniform does that. It also evens the playing field. Everybody's wearing the same thing. Self-expression comes in your personality, not so much in whatever t-shirts you can afford.
Well, also it prepares them for that there are occasions where you dress accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, again, you don't just show up for work in a pair of pajamas because you feel like it, or that's my personality.
Yeah.
It's having respect for yourself and in this case, the classroom,
mm-hmm.
and taking it seriously.
Yes, definitely. And I think most employers appreciate it when somebody comes to an interview in a tie or dressed nicely. And if I see somebody come in a t-shirt and I see somebody come in dressed in a nice outfit, I'm immediately thinking more highly of the, because I'm like, this person thought ahead. They care about this, you know. And so yeah,
well,
it makes an impact.
Yeah, and it's the respect. Okay, so again, we have this. Tell us one more time, because we've only got about a minute and a half.
Yeah,
left.
So we have a gala coming up. This is our opportunity to tell our story as Brookside Christian Academy, and it's on May 8th. It starts at 5:30 p.m., and they can go on our website to find out more information at brooksideacademy.com.
And also they can, again, if they just want to, can't make it, but they can purchase a ticket, and also they can donate to the school in other
ways. Live auction items, silent auction items, all of that.
Other than the, you know, the kids at the school and their parents and so forth, does the school look for maybe alumni to volunteer to help out doing whatever?
We love finding alumni. Yeah, alumni that can be a part of our story and come and tell our story, especially at the gala. That is incredible. We're looking at bringing together all of our alumni from North County Christian, 50 years of a history. We're hoping to bring them together to be a part of kind of the next chapter in our story.
Well, 50 years, some of the alumni, they're old now.
More wisdom, more experience.
That's right. Josh, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate the information, and best of luck with the Brookside Christian Academy in Atascadero. It's at the same location there. You get off, and it's right there by the St. Williams.
Yep, right there across from Atascadero High School.
All right, best of luck.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Thanks,
all right,
Kevin.
Bye.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.